Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf Chav Vav. On Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, Itmar, a memory about Hana'a Haba'ala L'Adam Al-Karchai. Hana'a's Isser, that comes to a person against his will. He's walking down the street, and he suddenly smells the Reach of Avodah Zarah. What should he do? Abaya Amar Muteres, he can continue on his way. Rava Amar Asura, he has to avoid and go away from the place where the Reach is emanating from. Now, there's two Lashonos in the Gemara, just to quickly go over the different options that the Gemara comes up with. The Gemara says that, according to the Lishna Kama, the Halacha is, if it's Efshir, V'kama Chavin, meaning it's possible for him to avoid it, to go away, V'kama Chavin, not only to go away, possibly to avoid it in the first place, V'kama Chavin, and he is Mechavin to the nene from his reyach, kuli alma aser, everybody agrees that it's aser, loy efshu v'loy mechavin, it's not possible to avoid it, at least now that he's here, v'loy mechavin, and he's not mechavin to have the ano, kuli alma mutter, efshu v'loy mechavin, if it's efshu, and he's not mechavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a machlekes between Abaya and Rava, Abaya holds like Rabbi Shimon that it's mutter, and Rava says that even according to Rabbi Shimon, that normally Dover Shem Mischavin is Mutter. Here, it's going to be Aser because it's Efsher. Reb Shimon only says Dover Shem Mischavin is Mutter where it's Loy Efsher. And again, what exactly Loy Efsher means is another discussion. The Lishna Basra says Efsher Loy Mechavin is a Machloikis Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, meaning not like the Lishna Kama that says that the Machloikis Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is only by Loy Efsher Loy Mechavin. Lishna Basra says the Machloikis is by Efsher Loy Mechavin. Loy efshir v'loy mechavin, everyone holds his mutter. Loy efshir u'mechavin, according to Reb Shimon, it's aser, because he's a mechavin. And here comes the chiddush. According to Reb Yehuda, that normally says darvar she'ein mischavin is aser, Abaya wants to say that where it's loy efshir, Reb Yehuda is going to hold, even where he's mechavin, it's mutter. And Rava says that it's aser, comes out a tremendous chiddush, that Reb Yehuda is going to be more mekel then Reb Shimon, and the Lashon the Gemara uses is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go Basar Kavanos, Le also Basar Kavanos, so Leishna Mischavin, Le Leishna Shei Mischavin, where it's Efsher, Rav is going to say that it's Aser, and the Chiddush is that Abaya holds that it's Mutter. Now, what's the Halacha with his Psik Reisha? Meaning, we know in Shabbos many times that Reb Shimon who says Dover Shei Mischavin is Mutter is Moide, where it's a Psik Reisha. That where it's for sure going to happen, it's going to be Aser. How about by Yisurei Hana? So Tosfos and other Rishonim say clearly that our sugya also cannot be talking about a psik resha. Because if it's a psik resha, then even Reb Shimon is going to hold. Although it's a darvashay meschavin, it's going to be aser. However, the Ran in Chulin and Maram Chalava over here in Masechtas Pesachim both say clearly that over here, even if it's a psik resha, it's going to be mutter. In fact, Reb Chaim in Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos says that the Rambam holds that way as well. Now the question is, what is the Yisrael and Machloikis between Taisvis and the Ran and the other Rishonim that over here by Yisrael Hana, do we say that Psik Resha is different? That even though normally Reb Shimon is Moedah by Psik Resha, that it's Aser, by Hana, it's going to be different. So if you take a look in Shar Yosher, Shar Gimel, Perek Chafei, he explains as follows. What's the underlying Yisrael by every Psik Resha that we say that normally Dover Shem Mischavin is Mutter, but if it's a Psik Resha, Reb Shimon is Moide. He says it's not the Pshat, and this not Pshat is really a rush in Masechta Shabbos. It's not the Pshat that when a person is doing a Maisa and there's a Psik Resha that a Tetzah is going to happen. For example, he is chopping off the head of a bird, which is a classic example, and there's a Psik Resha that the Behema, the bird, is for sure going to die. The Russian Masechta Shabbos says there's an Anan Sahadi. We say that we know that he's being Mechavin for the Maisa Hariga, and therefore it's going to be Aser on Shabbos. And if that's the understanding, then even if we're dealing with Hana, we certainly could understand why, if there's a Psik Resha, it's going to be Aser, like every Dover Shem Mechavin. Because with a Psik Resha, we say there's an Anan Sahadi, he was Mechavin. But explains Reb Shimon that over here by Hana, the reason why it's different is because if you really understand how every Dover Shem Mischavin works, the heter of every Dover Shem Mischavin is that every pu'ula a person does, the action that he does, has to be defined. So he's doing an action, and the way that action is defined is dependent on what the kavana of the person doing that action is. For example, if a person is being schlepping a bench, so what could be happening while he's schlepping the bench is that he's being chayfer aguma. But if his kavana is for schlepping the bench, then the pu'ula is defined by him schlepping the bench, not by digging a hole. With this, Rav Shimon explains that by psik resha, where there's a taitza, something happening that's a vadois, it's for sure going to happen because of the maisa that you're doing, then your maisa could get defined based on what that pu'ula is. That taitza is a maisa iser. So again, your pu'ula gets defined as a maisa iser. And here comes Rav Shimon as mechalik. That's only with a maisa that's shaykh to shay b'nei adam. Then we look at how people define the maisa. This taitza, this psik resha, is defined as maisa iser. So even though you didn't have direct kavana for that maisa, but it's a psik resha and it's defined as iser, we say the pu'ula that you did is going to be aser. When it comes to hana, a person's walking down the street and he's going to have a hana from avodah zarah, even though it's a psik resha, but if his kavana is not to have that hana, then we don't define the maisa that he's doing as a maisa iser. Because hana is all dependent on the person himself. It's all bay uva atzmai. It's not defined by how other people look at the maisa. Maisa is different than hana, and that's Reb Shimon's yisoid to explain why psik resha by hana, even though normally Reb Shimon is moided by davar shem eschavin, which psik resha it's going to be aser, by hana it's going to be different. Have a wonderful day.